the tattoo type. But then my 50th birthday came and I did something totally wild. I had David's name tattooed on my left forearm. Ugh. Even now when I think about it, I still break into sweat. Because now I understand what tattoos truly are. They're definitely not just an art on your skin. Tattoos are portals. They shift your energy permanently. Do you want to know what really happens when you get a tattoo? My name is Annie, and I'm all about helping people find and live their true soul purpose, their calling. Let me start with the personal story. Tattoos were never my thing. I spent many years working in the luxury industry where flawless skin is practically a job requirement. But on my 50th birthday, I crossed a line. I got a tattoo. And not just any tattoo, like a small butterfly. I had the name of the man who's now my husband inked on me, right across my entire left forearm in big, beautiful Art Deco letters. And it says, "Come, come, David, come, come." And yes, I know. I probably owe you an explanation for why I did something so extreme. And trust me, if someone had told me a year earlier I'd do this, I wouldn't have believed it myself. So, what comes to mind when you think of tattoos? Is it cool or rebellious, or is it ugly for you or a way to stand out? Have you ever heard that every tattoo is actually an energetic portal? Because I hadn't, not back then. Tattoos are like seals, like magical symbols. They link their owner to a specific frequency. And that frequency stays with you, whether you can still see the ink or not. Think you can just laser off a tattoo? Hate to break it to you, but that's not it simple. Every tattoo is an energetic imprint. Even if you remove the ink from your skin, your energy field still holds the frequency. Once it's there, the connection remains until your very last breath. Why? Because tattoos are portals. Energetic, spiritual. They link you to a symbol or a person. Do you know someone who regrets their tattoo? Send them this video. It might explain more than they realize. No, this video isn't about fear or worry. It's about awareness. I want you to understand, to really sense what's happening on an energetic level. It might even explain a few things in your life. So let's take a closer look. What does it mean for you personally if you get a tattoo? If you wear a symbol on your skin, it might be a rose, a sun, a scorpion, or in my case, a name, then your aura carries the vibration of that symbol with it. And that vibration can influence your emotions, your thoughts, sometimes your actions, or the things that seem to just happen to you. A tattoo is not just decoration. It opens portal. It acts like a manifestation. A spiral, a sun, or a moon, they may look beautiful, but they carry frequencies. They hold meaning, and they have their own power. Some symbols connect you to healing or to love. Others may anchor you into your shadows. So before you get a tattoo, don't just ask what it means. Ask what that image or symbol does to you. Would you ever get a spiritual symbol tattooed on your body? If yes, I'd like to know which one. Drop it in the comments. A tattoo isn't just ink on skin. It's an energetic imprint. It's an invitation or a signal to the universe. And not every invitation leads to the light. Many tattoos, for example, are born out of pain. Did you get a tattoo when your heart was broken? What you create in pain holds the energy of that moment forever. Tattoos don't just store images, they store emotions. If you got inked out of anger or loss or longing, feel into it. Is your tattoo really neutral, or does it still hurt quietly beneath the surface? Do you have a tattoo like that? Like, drop an emoji in the comments that captures what it means to you. Another important factor is the person who gives you the tattoo. What kind of energy are they in at that moment? Because that energy enters your body too. A tattoo doesn't just connect you to the symbol, it also connects you to the person who created it. So be mindful. That tattoo carries their energy, their state of consciousness, like a vinyl record, storing both the music and the musicians behind it. I was 50 years old when I got my first tattoo, just before my birthday. It was a month-long healing journey, and it came to an end just before my birthday. I had to integrate my deepest trauma into consciousness, and my now husband was there with me. David is a hypnotherapist. He stood by my side during those deep processes. He held space for me. And with that closure came deep peace. It was a new sense of dignity that entered my life. And there was a clear feeling of, I'm not the same person anymore. And then suddenly, the impulse came. I want to carry his name on my arm, not out of romance, but as a sign, a remembrance. This man was part of my healing. He didn't save me, but he was there as I walked through my personal dark night of the soul, as I remembered who I truly am. Today, I live in Canada. I'm married to that very man. Here, among the First Nations, tattoos carry a completely different meaning. Some people wear their ancestors on their back, others tattoo power animals, symbols, or zodiac signs. Did you know that a power animal tattoo is like an energetic contract between two souls? When you tattoo an owl or a wolf or a bear, you're inviting the energy of that animal into your life. But it's not just about receiving power. It's a mutual exchange. You receive the strength of the animal. But you have to ask yourself, what are you giving back? Which animal would you choose? And why? Drop it in the comments and tell me. Here in Canada and in many, many cultures around the world, tattoos carry sacred meanings. They once served as reeds of passage, symbols of connection to a goddess, to a clan, to a spiritual force. What used to happen in ceremony sometimes happen carelessly today, and yet the impact remains whether we choose it consciously or unconsciously. That's why I invite you, if you want a tattoo, choose it like a ritual with time, with intuition, with clear intention. Here are three important questions you should ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Ask yourself, what do I want to invite into my life? Is it like strength or healing or remembrance? Choose a symbol rather than a word, because words can become tied to pain at any time. Thinking about getting the word love tattooed? Here's something most people do not realize. When you tattoo a word like love, your body might associate that word with the pain of the needle. Yes, tattoos can hurt. Not always, but sometimes. And if love equals pain in your body memory, well, that's probably not the energy you want to carry through your life. Words have a weight. Choose wisely. Do you know someone with the word tattoo? Send them this reel. It might explain more than you think. Or ask yourself, who is tattooing you and what kind of energy are they in? Have a consultation beforehand and choose your artist consciously. What's the chemistry between you? How do they make you feel? Is there tension or relaxation in your body when you talk to them? Their state of consciousness flows into your body as well. And also ask yourself, is this symbol truly for me? Want to know if your planned tattoo will empower you or drain you? Then do this. Print your design on a tattoo transfer paper and wear it as a temporary tattoo for, I'd say, 7 to 10 days. During that time, observe your thoughts, your emotions, your dreams, and any signs that show up. What feels light and supportive, that's your tattoo. What feels off or unsettling, that's your warning. The symbol may not be right for you. Better save this tip and come back to it before your next tattoo appointment. Tattoos change your aura. They're like new colors added to the energetic landscape of your being. That's why you get to choose them with intention. Just like I choose my husband's name. And yes, some spiritual teachers actually caution against tattooing names. A name is a very specific. It ties you directly to another person's energy. Thinking of getting someone's name tattooed on your body, you might want to hear this first. A name tattoo acts like an open energy channel between two people, so you better be sure you truly want that connection. When you tattoo someone's name, you open an energetic space between the two of you. That person, consciously or not, can tap into your life force even after a breakup, even without having contact. Tag someone who should hear this. It might explain more than you think. A name tattoo opens a permanent portal to another soul. And yes, I did it. But maybe not for the reason you would expect. This man was part of my deepest transformation, and I was ready to honor that chapter of healing, not just within, but also on my skin. But it went even deeper. I met my husband during the lockdown. He was in Canada, I was in Germany. The borders were closed. No one knew what the future would hold. We couldn't meet in person for 10 whole months. I got the tattoo before I had ever met him in real life, because he was part of my healing. So here's what I've come to believe about name tattoos. When a name doesn't come from attachment or ownership, but from deep gratitude, it carries a completely different energy. I anchored something on my body. Come, come, David. My little Annie would call during the hypnosis sessions, come, come, David. And together they would go on adventures. To me, that phrase carries the sound of my healing every time I look at my arm. Maybe you already have tattoos. Maybe you're planning one, or maybe you're thinking, tattoos? Me? Never. That's how I used to feel. What I want to offer you here isn't judgment or advice, but a new level of awareness. A tattoo can be a moment of remembrance, a ritual of transition, a sacred yes to your story, but it's never, never just a picture. It's a portal, it's a declaration, it's an invitation to life. If you're on a spiritual path, feel free to follow me here. I share about finding and living your soul's purpose, about calling, awakening, and spirituality, about soul powers that live within us and the ritual that help us remember who we truly, truly are. And now I'm curious, do you have a tattoo? And what does it mean to you? Or what would you get tattooed if ever choose to? I'd love to know. Share it in the comments below. Thank you for your being, for your time, love from soul to soul, and